If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Hello, hello, hello. Every week when you hear that little ditty, you know that this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? Well, the fountain of truth about aging. And it is the first time that there's been a nationally syndicated show on this topic, as far as we know, because we are coming of age. Only 5 years ago, I was saying that 10,000 people every day turn the age of 60, but today, 10,000 people every day turn 65. And so we're looking at different aspects of our life. But aging does not start at 60 or 65. It actually starts at 30. And what happens if around the age of 30, you're a young man, you have young kids, you have a vision of your life, you're continually being told that you're going to have the greatest longevity of any generation ever. You're in the midst of life, as Ambrose Bierce used to say in his great poems and his writing. You're in the midst of life and you're caught. And you're caught because your wife passes away. Who do you talk to? What do you say? What do you do with the rest of your life? How do you take a discombobulated life that's bewildering and put it back together, particularly in the age of longevity, when all of a sudden perhaps you feel that life is not as long as you thought it was? And many illusions drop away from you. Well, if you're a woman, you may have a lot of support groups, a lot of friends that you can deal with and talk to. And there's an openness about it. But if you're a young father, my goodness, what happens? Well, what happens is you read a book. And that book is called The Group. Seven Widowers, Widowed Fathers, Reimagine Life. Reimagining life. Now, of course, for all of us, in most of our programs here, we talk about life reimagined because we are retiring, we're going into the future, and we're thinking about what can we do to make this part of our life better, different, more contributory than the last. But we're talking something a little bit different now. And many of you have written to me saying that your heart is broken because of your children and because of deaths that they've suffered. So today we have Dr. Justin Yap, who is the co-author of that very book, The Group, Seven Widowed Fathers Reimagine Life, along with his co-author, Don Rosenstein. And he's going to be talking about the journey that he took in writing this book and the journey that the people that he's writing about took. You'll be fascinated by it. I first heard him speak at Good Grief. You all know, if you listen to the show, that I'm a grief facilitator there for kids who've lost their parents a little bit early in life, as I did. And it was an amazing, amazing training day. And he was the key speaker. So I'm bringing him to you. Justin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the chance to talk with you and to reach your audience today.
Right. So let's jump into the question that I proposed, which is, how did you give a forum to widowed fathers to be able to tell their story? What was your journey in writing this book?
Well, yeah, it really started very organically. My co-author Don and I are both. I'm a psychologist. He's a psychiatrist. We work here at the Cancer Hospital at UNC in Chapel Hill, and we just had one too many young mothers who had passed away from cancer, and got to really thinking about what their husbands must be going through and all that they must be experiencing. And we actually looked to refer these men who we had met to refer them to a support group specifically for widowed fathers, and quickly found that there were no such groups like that in our area or really anywhere else that we could tell either. So it dawned on us that this was an unmet need, and that these men were likely feeling isolated and likely overwhelmed with their circumstances. So we decided to form a group, form a support group, and we got these seven guys together, and we actually intended for the group to last for six sessions. That was our plan going in, and by the end of that first evening, these men had already started to bond and had already challenged us, to be honest. It challenged us on our assumption of doing this for six sessions, so we kept it open and kept going, and the men actually met for nearly 4 years together, and over that time helped each other through really unspeakable grief and overwhelming challenges of helping their children grieve, putting their homes back together, and as we imply in the title, having to reimagine a life at age 42 that they had not anticipated having to do.
Yep, and you know, one of the things that we know in the field of gerontology is that men who are over the age of 74 or 75, they actually have more suicides than teenagers. And one of the identifying reasons is isolation and the inability to socialize after they've lost a spouse at that age. But what's going on with the 30, 35, 40-year-old male? Did you find a great reluctance to tell a story or an openness, or how did you create a forum where men would open up?
Well, I tell you what, so certainly there are some, there are some stereotypes about men opening up, and a lot of those stereotypes I believe are true, and they're stereotypes for a reason. And it's not easy, not as easy, certainly, for men to open up in this kind of setting as it is for women. And we kind of believe that one reason why we were able to have success is that the support group was built as a father's group, as a, widowed father's group, not as a men's group. So, and we had several of the fathers voice that they came and decided to join the support group explicitly because of their children, not because necessarily that they needed it for their own grief, although that's, I think, ended up being the heart of it. But really the ticket in the door was, I can join this group because I want to be and I need to be a better father for my children who just lost their mom. So that really was, like I said, the ticket in the door for some of these men. And we heard from most, if not all, the men that they really did feel isolated and alone in their grief. And some of them talked about having friends or colleagues at work who were divorced or single who tried to relate to them. And while that was appreciated, it really did not. Did not hit the target for these men. Each one's going through their own aspect of pain, but certainly, being a solo father due to a death and being a solo father due to divorce carries a lot of different differences.
So one of the things we've learned in good grief is that everyone's grief is different, and that you can't impose your views and your thoughts on it. But, when you said that the ticket in the door was the kids, something very unrelated came to mind, but I think it's a great life lesson. We were down south working with a group who gave food stamps to older adults, and nobody came. They simply did not ask for their food stamps until we made a campaign about getting the food stamps for their grandchildren. So that was their ticket to do it. Yep, they came for the food stamps for the whole family. They wouldn't have come for the food stamps for themselves. So that's a great list for all of us. If we're trying to talk to someone, sometimes if you look to see what's important to them outside themselves, you can really get through. And we're all trying to get through. Yeah,
I think that's a great analogy, great story, and it certainly dovetails exactly with what we were talking about. And that sounds very similar to the kind of experience that we have with these men. But I tell you what, once we got them in the room, and once they began to connect with each other on that first night, their ability to discuss, process, be open about their grief and their struggles was quite simply amazing, and it really laid waste to any stereotypes you might have about men not being able to do it. So I think it really is the barrier is, in this case, getting the men to the group. I think once they're there, at least our experience has been that it works, and that these men do it beautifully. So it's not that they don't have the ability, but I think that there's certainly some hang-ups about it.
Before we leave for our next segment and round up a little bit, I just want everybody to know where your website is. Now, the book is called The Group, A Seven Widowed Fathers Reimagined Life, and that you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your bookstore, ask for it. But just give us your website as well.
Yeah, so the website that we created is called widowedparent.org, and it is for, just like it sounds, widowed parents, so moms and dads who have lost a spouse or a partner and are raising children on their own. And it has features a series of short videos of the men in our group, actually, who are featured in the book, as well as other resources for people needing to reimagine their life in the midst of unpredictable and unimaginable grief.
So when we come back, we're going to actually talk about some of those resources. We're going to talk about some of the issues that came up, some of the top issues that were revealed, some of the surprises that Justin got, and also what he is most proud of or most excited about that came out of all this. So this is an important forum that he's created, an ongoing forum. It's going to be taking many, many next steps. And for those of you who either are suffering grief in your own life because you have lost a spouse, don't forget that there is an organization called Good Grief. If you're in this position of these widowed fathers, don't forget to go to the group. If you know somebody, you can give out a helping hand. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Stop by Lowe's, where great buys are in bloom to help you with all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with 2 for $16 premium hanging baskets. And get pint annuals 5 for $5. So what are you waiting for? Let's get growing. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 2nd through May 9th. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. I have a few housekeeping details. Don't you hate it when people say something is coming, like you go to the movies and there's a great movie up there, beautiful poster, and it says, coming soon, and you don't know when it is. And you say, wait a minute, what is soon? How is soon? Well, I'm going to do that to you. I'm so sorry. We already have up the first 4 or 5 articles on the first blog about successful aging. Now, there's plenty of blogs about health care, and there's plenty of blogs about money after retirement and travel after retirement. You can take all these blogs and read them, or you can read my blog, which is called Aging for Beginners. And I am very proud to say that one of the largest online newsletters in the world is our publisher, and that's Bottom Line Personal. You may already be a subscriber to their newsletter, but this is free, and I have taken over the aging section of Bottom Line Personal, and it's called Aging for Beginners. It's up there now. The blog itself is a beginner. We've got a couple of articles on how to downsize your home. We have articles on don't be busy, be blissful after retirement. And we have a brand new article on what kind of grandparent are you? So we have a few interesting things already up. There's a lot of videos also already available to you. So if you go to Bottom Line Personal and put my name in, Adrienne Berg, you'll get that. But what's coming soon on our website will be all of the social media you can clue into, the Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, and get some very, very interesting immediate information that'll be a lot of fun. I'll just give you one hint. We had a terrific guest last week, Risa Olinsky, one of the world-renowned fitness coaches who just wrote a book called Why Walk, and we have her book all over our social media, so if you're interested in getting that, you can get that, and all kinds of discounts and fun stuff. But for now, go ahead and read Aging for Beginners. So, right now, we are speaking with Dr. Justin Yap, and he is the co-author with Don Rosenstein of The Group, Seven Widowed Fathers Reimagine Life. And one of the things that we promised you before our little break was that we would talk about resources, that we would get down to business. But Justin, one of the complaints that you have, I don't know if I'll call it a complaint, one of the observations you have is there aren't a lot of resources. Tell us what there are and what you're trying to develop here.
Well, yeah, so you put your finger on it. That's exactly the problem, is that there's really not a whole lot of resources specifically for a widowed parent. Now, there are quite a bit for children, and some of those children bereavement organizations do provide support to parents, and Good Grief, which obviously you're very involved with, is one of those organizations. And so sometimes that's the best way for parents to get way to parents to get support is through an organization that would otherwise primarily focus on their children. But if you're looking for an organization that really, or a service that really speaks to your experience as a widowed parent, that's pretty hard to find. And that's one of the reasons why we started this group and why we started our website and why we're doing some research in the area, because there's really just not that much known. It's not been completely ignored by any means, but if you are a widowed parent living in Oklahoma City or living in Salt Lake City or anywhere in the country, the chances of you finding a support group specific to your situation, your need as a widowed mother, as a widowed father, you're going to have a really hard time. And so that was one of the motivations for us starting the website, widowedparent.org, was that if nothing else, widowed parents could hopefully find this website and read some of the stories and some of the suggestions and some of the kind of identified needs that we've put out there, and they can watch the videos of the fathers talking about their struggles and their successes in healing and growing, and at least feel like they have a home, and at least feel like someone is tending to what they're going through in a way that's not just about the children. So again, I wish there was support groups like the ones that we run, available everywhere, but they're quite simply not. And for whatever's out there is a little bit hard to find. So it's very much my opinion that widowed mothers and widowed fathers are an overlooked and underserved subset of the population that there needs to be more resources for. And we're starting to do that, but there's a lot more work to do than there has work that's been done.
So, of course, the reason that I'm so involved with Good Grief is I was one of those children. And I will tell that there was nothing for my mother. In this case, it was my father who died. There was nothing for my mother. And guess what? That was 55 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
More. And there's still nothing for my mother. It's been a very slow growth industry, we'll say, widowhood and widowerhood. But it's wonderful that you're doing something about it. And what I'd like to ask you, you said a magic word. You said the needs. You can go there and you can go on your website and see some of the needs. So as a person who just wants to help somebody, hears that there's been a death, we generally give condolences, we'll send a card after the funeral, everything. I used to tell a joke, it's after the funeral that everything really drops dead.
Sure.
Because there's a big hoo-ha, and then everybody disappears. What are the needs? Well, we have a couple of minutes, and then we'll go on to that in the next segment as well. Is it all common sense, or did you get some surprises at what the problems were?
We definitely got some surprises. The men over the 4 years that they met and that we led the support group taught us so much, and, of course, that's all detailed in the book. But the challenges that these men faced, and they all faced it on day one after their wives died, there really are kind of three broad categories of which a lot of specific challenges fall into, and those are their own grief. And, when you lose your spouse at, I think, any age, you're always mourning what was lost in the past, and you're mourning what would never be in the future. And that latter part was certainly more relevant for these men who lost their wives in their 30s and their 40s. So it was really a loss of an imagined and an assumed future that would never be. And so one category is their own grief. The other category would be helping their children grieve, and that's something that certainly none of these men, or I don't think any parent, feels like they're an expert in, right? They desperately want the best for their kids, but it's hard to know exactly what to do, and it's hard to know how to help an 8-year-old or how to help a 17-year-old grieve the loss of their parent. And then the other category is running a household on their own and, having to pick up the baton, the parenting baton that's left for them to carry on their own. And whether it's, grocery shopping, or whether it's paying the bills, or whether it's planning for summer schedules, or there's an endless, parenting is a humbling business to begin with, but when you're doing it on your own and when you're doing it in the midst of your own grief, trying to help your children grieve, and at the same time trying to keep a job because you're the the only income earner right now,
right.
And then
well,
figure out how to manage a home.
Yeah, we're going to look at that when we come back. We're going to look at things like income. Let's look at things with boys and girls and their difference in parenting when it comes to grief. And we're going to unpack the whole process.
For my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and we are flying through this show. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the only syndicated show that deals with successful aging and all of its components. One of those components is grief. We talk about it in a lot of ways. And for those of you who know me and you know the show, Good Grief is my charity where I'm a volunteer. I believe a lot in volunteerism and voluntourism, going on trips all over the world to give a little bit and contribute more. And in the course of having a training day over at Good Grief, I had the privilege of listening to the keynote speaker, who is my guest today, Dr. Justin Yap, and he is the co-author with Don Rosenstein of The Group, Seven Widowed Fathers Reimagine Life. And there are parallels to losing a loved one later on in life, but there's also something extremely unique about being both a father of young kids, a breadwinner, and somebody who is now by themselves. We talk so much about single moms. Single moms are almost an aphorism in our language, an idiom. You know, that's a single mom. But single dad, it doesn't roll off the tongue that way. We don't have a category in our head about that. But we will hear a little bit more. One piece of housekeeping, go over to our website. Remember, this show is your show. If you go to generationboldradio.com, and you go to Ask Adrian tab, you will be able to not only ask questions, but offer advice to others and also say the kind of guests and topics you want us to cover. It really is your show, and we really do pay attention. And we are beginning a big social media campaign. So you'll be able to meet us on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and, of course, Twitter. Okay, going back to our current topic, Justin, I mean, one of the things I asked you almost from the beginning was, what did you get out of it? What was the main thing that you took from it that informed your life that you'd like to let everybody know about?
Boy, I tell you what, spending 4 years with these men, I've had a lot of lessons, and it certainly impacts the way, as a psychologist who works with cancer patients, it really affects the way that I do my job, and especially now when I'm meeting with parents who have a terminal illness and are considering how that's going to impact their family currently and in the future. The communication that happens, that needs to happen, should happen between spouses and between family members prior to death really is important at any age. And what we've seen with younger parents is that, the fathers in our group, each of them to some extent had some regrets, and they wish they would have had conversations with their wives. They wish they would have known something differently. They wish they could have gone back in time. And, you know, I think some of that is inescapable, but there's some things we can do in advance to ease the burden, you know, after death. And so when I work with my families now, it really changes the way that I practice and the conversations that I encourage the families I work with to have with each other.
Let me ask you, what were some of those things that they wished they had said?
Oh, boy. Well, we had a couple fathers whose wives told them to remarry, to be happy, to date again, and when it came time for the fathers to do that, knowing that made all the difference. And then in contrast, we had some fathers who never had that conversation and never had that permission or that freedom or that, you know, kind of knowing what their wives would have wanted for them in that regard. And that didn't make a difference just with the fathers, but also with their kids, because it's not easy when your dad starts dating again. And if the kids know that this is what mom would have wanted, that goes a long way. So that's kind of one obvious point. And then there's a million housekeeping and child rearing in examples. And then there's basic ones about where the logon passwords and where just conversations that too many of us don't have, and that sometimes when we know. Yeah, so when we know death is coming, yeah, we have, it's really hard, and we have the opportunity to have these conversations, and so I'm much more cognizant about encouraging my families to have that now based on what these seven men taught me.
So are you actually using a protocol where, you know, you say, well, here's a paper. Don't forget to tell them where the keys are or what the passwords are, how to get on Facebook, who you want to invite to the funeral. I mean, is it that cut and dried? I'm a lawyer, so I'm thinking, oh, good,
yeah.
We'll make a form. You know, we'll create a form.
I like how you think. Now, that's somewhat dependent upon how open the parents are or people are to having that conversation. And you have certainly have some that are willing to go into the weeds and have all that and want to have that and will walk through it with them. And some who, you know, that's a hard conversation to have for a lot of reasons. One, primarily because it acknowledges that you're going to die and that you're going to leave your children. And that is, you know, unquestionably heartbreaking to ponder, and it can be really difficult to plan for. So to answer your question, I don't have a form necessarily, but I certainly have a list of things that, depending on the openness of the parent, I will go through with them.
Now, one of the things that I'll tell you, you said that alarmed me, and I think maybe a lot of the listeners are responding to this, has nothing to do with your book. This is a wonderful book. It's the group, Seven Widowed Fathers Reimagine Life. You said, well, you know what? I'm a cancer, you know, I'm working in psychology with cancer patients, and too many young women were dying.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is happening? We have so many tests, pre-tests for breast cancer and so on. Let's just take a moment. What are you just seeing in that arena before we go back up to the issue of widowhood?
Well, you know, if you look at the history of cancer, it almost stands alone among any other illnesses in that it's been around forever, and there's been a lot of advances, and a lot of those advances are very encouraging, but there's a reason why, you know, there are hospitals dedicated to cancer, and that's because we've not been able to get it and not been able to get ahead of it in a sense to, you know, make it not happen. So there's, you know, I can't tell you the percentages, but I can tell you just my personal experience. There are a lot and too many young mothers and young fathers who are dying from cancer. I honestly can't tell you if that's more or less than it used to be. You know, certainly the survival rates in general are improving. But improving is one thing. You know, having improved to the point where this isn't happening, we're obviously not there at all.
Right. So one of the things, of course, that we do ask you, because you see it not just from the point of view of the group, but the women, as they are dying, are they taking up the helm and insisting on the husband learning about what's going on in the home? Is there a proactive, and I'm going to say that in almost a business way, a proactive attitude toward by young women today? Because in my day and age, you didn't even say the word cancer.
Right.
You did not. Sometimes you said see, or you never talked about it at all, let alone prepare the family. Forget about that. It was almost an embarrassment. There was something it was so terrifying it would never be discussed. But are you seeing a difference in young women today in their ability to take charge a little bit of their family's future, even though they're in distress?
Well, you know, I really see it across the spectrum. We detail this in the book, where one of the fathers, Bruce, his wife, once she found out that her illness was terminal, which was pretty soon before she died, she wrote him out, you know, family rules, things to do with their three daughters, all the passwords, how to schedule the summer. She really did all that she could during that brief time to pass that baton and to encourage him to move forward in his life and to date again. And she really went there. And then we have others who don't. And we certainly work with parents who sometimes it's a little difficult, or it's very difficult to balance the, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to fight this cancer, with the conversations of what happens if or when I die. It almost feels like it needs to be one or the other. Either we're on team cure and we're going for it, or we're talking about it not working. And really, both those things can be true at the same time. You can fight like hell, and you can do everything you can to a cure, to extend your life, and at the same time have those necessary and important conversations. You know, I sometimes draw the analogy that, you know, I don't plan on getting in a car wreck today. I'm not expecting to, but I do have insurance just in case I do. And so you may not plan on dying. You're not. That's not the goal. That's not where we're going. But it's a possibility now more than before. So let's have some insurance policy in case it does. How can we better prepare your future, your family for the future? Sometimes that's easy to have. Sometimes it's not.
Todd, there was a book a long time ago called You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. And it was a cancer book. It was for cancer surviving. And it did have the implication that the way you think and the way you deny your illness will allow you to live longer. And that is a problem only because the practical aspects, the goodbye aspects, sometimes go by the board. We come back, we're going to talk a lot more about what you can do for others, and what you can do for yourself, for your own prevention, for your own mental health. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort
in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, very quick on housekeeping. If you've got a topic or a guest that you have in mind, please go to our website, generationboldradio.com. Go to Ask Adrienne and tell Adrienne instead. Let me know who you want to hear or what topic you want covered. For those of you who didn't hear already, we're having a big social media campaign around my new blog, which is called Aging for Beginners, and that you will find at Bottom Line Personal. I'm one of the new bloggers for Bottom Line Personal, one of the largest newsletters in the United States, and I'm taking up the aging space, Aging for Beginners. So you can take a look at that, but pretty soon we'll have all of those references right on the website, generationboldradio.com. I want to go back to Dr. Justin Yap, a co-author of the group, Seven Widowed Fathers Reimagine Life. First, one of the things we briefly mentioned was the practical problem of being a breadwinner and the money. And many years ago, as a divorce lawyer, and we used to say, well, the value of homemakers, of women staying at home, was $1 million over the course of their lifetime. We used to use that to get money for during divorces in the old days. But it's true. It's very expensive to get somebody to do what your wife did. So was that an issue in the group?
The financial issue? Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm also saying
yes.
Women work too, and they lost their paycheck. So
absolutely, and they lost their paycheck, and it's not as if, at least for the men in our group, all their wives died from cancer. So a lot of them had prolonged illnesses, so it wasn't as if they just stopped working when they died, but they had to stop working long before. The fathers had to take time off from their work to care for their their wives and their family, and it completely disrupted their financial situation. Really, I believe for most, they would say that their wife's illness during that point disrupted their finances probably as much as anything, just because, you know, despite the insurance and all that, it is the financial toxicity that goes along with a prolonged cancer treatment is severe for a lot of families. So it wasn't as if these men were just coming into this clean or coming into this without already having taken a financial hit. We had a couple of fathers that had to move. They had to move to smaller houses, homes, which on one hand makes sense. On the other hand, it's another loss, and it's another thing to grieve. And when you're asking your child, or you're having to have your child move out of the home that he or she associates with, you know, his or her mom, that's another loss, and that was due to financial necessities makes sense, but it's another loss.
Now, let me, I have to give a shout out to the memory of my mother. That was the one thing she literally almost killed herself making sure it did not happen, which was that we didn't have to move. That was harder.
Is that
because
right?
my father, who died, was the sole breadwinner in those days. That was not an easy thing for her to pull off, and she did. So thanks, Mom. But I want to go back to the money. I want everyone to know that this book does not, the proceeds of the group, does not go into your pocket. Where does it go?
Yeah, that's right. So Don and I wrote the book, but it's really the father's story, and they not only allowed us to write the book, but they encouraged us to write the book. They encouraged us to use their real names, tell their real stories, in the hopes that the book would be informative and inspirational, not just to widowed fathers, but really for anyone who's experienced adversity or loss in their lives. And so, in the spirit of the partnership with these men, we're any money that comes in from the book, we're donating back to our widowed parent program. So this is not about Don and I making money, and we certainly don't want to be seen as or make any kind of profit off these men's story. This has really been a unique partnership with these seven men, and one way to honor that is that whatever proceeds we get goes back to the program. It's funny, the men encouraged us actually not to do that. They said, you know, you wrote the book, you deserve the, you know, whatever money comes in. But that was nice of them to say that, that's not what we chose to do.
Yeah, it was a very special relationship. Now, you know, before we leave, you work in the world of people who have cancer, and you help them psychologically. But what do you see? We're all told, I cannot tell you how many cancer specialists I've had as a guest on this show, but they're the doctors. They tell you three things. Eat right, don't smoke, you know, you get the idea. And that's great for prevention. Is there anything that you've picked up in your own life that you see that you are trying to do personally to be as healthy as you can?
Well, yeah, some of the work I do is also working with children and adolescents who have cancer, and so it's not just my own health, but it's worrying about my own kids. And that's one of the pitfalls, I think, to working in an oncology setting, and for my purposes, you know, providing counseling to people struggling with cancer is that it can make you go home, and it can sometimes make you a little hyper aware of the problem. So I think kind of finding the balance between living a healthy life and knowing some of the risk and not taking all the stress home from work and not overreaching, because that's certainly true with my work with the support group. You know, I love my wife, and I always appreciated her, but I love her and appreciate her even more now that I have worked with men who have lost theirs. And there are things that my wife does for me and our family that I probably took for granted, or I didn't even maybe fully realize or appreciate. But now, seeing what some of these men struggle with, I can go home after group and see my wife and really have a deeper appreciation for what I have, and know how fortunate I am, but also know how vulnerable life can be.
Well, that's so beautifully said, particularly for our type of show, because we do learn that part of good health is gratitude and acknowledging what we have, and part of it is leaving it behind. In the grief group, at the end of every single session when we're finished with the kids, we have something called post-group, where we basically leave it behind, and everybody mm-hmm. listening has a job, a concern, a volunteer position, a worry, and the ability to leave it behind is one of the greatest skills. And if that is the way you see your mental health, it even gives us a bigger incentive to do that. So I thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.
And everybody else, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.